very quickly. Not much. We're gonna be very brief today. So the Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph in Bava Metzia quotes Amar Rabbi Barachama Zos Ameres Nagbiya Metzila Chaveiro Kana Chaveiro. From the fact that we have a din in the Mishnah of Shnayim Ochsin Betalos Yachloku, so you could infer, you could deduce Magbiya Metzila Chaveiro Kana Chaveiro, that if somebody picks up an Aveda or Metzia for Chaveiro, so Kana Chaveiro, so I could pick up a lost object for Isaac. How do you learn that out from our Mishnah? So it seems that our Mishnah is telling me that when two people pick up a Metzia, so each one gets half. So that could only take place, so that only makes sense if my gevia also works in some sense for somebody else. Okay, because otherwise I'm only picking up half an object. As the Gemara explains, the Isloka kadaitach lo kana chavero, if when I pick it up, it cannot be transferred to somebody else. Teyasazu kamisha menechas agabe karka. So when I pick up half and Kevin picks up half, so it's kilo, I only picked up half the object, and the other half is still lying on the floor. You see that my hagbal works for Kevin and Kevin's hagbal works for me. Here we encounter a very important machlokas rishonim as to how to define this case. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says zos omeres masnisin deketani shnayim sheagbiu mitzia kunu v'yachloku ukishemagbiya magbiya l'da sheikne ba chavero chetzia. That the only way this din works with magbiya mitzia chavero kana chavero is if you magbiya the chefetz with das, Rashi, with das that your chaver should be kone. So the sheet of Rashi is that you need cognizance and you need das that you're being magbiya l'shem chavero. The Miuchas L'Ritva over here on Daf Ches argues, and it's also found in the Chiddush Ne'aran. U'mayshum she'anu omrim she'kol achad ve'echad zocha b'agbas chavero ki'ilu higbiya af l'tzara chavero. And how does he define the case? De'kivan she'hu higbiya k'dei l'knosa hagba'aso mahani af l'gabi chavero v'af al pi she'enu miskavin l'hagbiya l'chavero. So according to the Miuchas L'Ritva, you don't need das when both Kevin and I pick up the object. So I don't need das to be makne to Kevin, and Kevin doesn't need das to be makne to me. It's the very fact that we're both picking up the object together, and we both have das to be kone, since the maisa is done together, so mele my das for my own kinyan also works with respect to Kevin. But whereas according to Rashi, each party needs specific das in order to be makne part of it to chavero. That's machlokas between Rashi and the Miuchas L'Ritva. What kind of das? If you hold like Rashi that you need das, what level is needed? So the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samech Tes Sif Aleph Paskins this din. Hamagbiya Metzia L'Chaver Af Pi Shelo Amar Lo Klum Zachaba. So the Sma adds in you need an Amira. Pirish Ruvin She Amar B'Sha She Magbiya Hametzia Me'Agav Ekarka Harini Magbiya Metzia Zu K'dei Liskos Po L'Shima. So according to the Sma, you need an explicit amira that I'm picking up this chefetz for Kevin. The Shach argues, "V'lo nihira, da'afidu lo amar klum im mo'ida shehoistu kavanasa l'kach, v'chein mash midivri ha'poskim, v'ayim mash k'tazim sosim in zeh v'shem poskim." So according to the Shach, you don't need an amira. It's sufficient if you're mo'ida later that you had das to do this. So machlokes between the Ritva and Rashi, whether you need das to be machnet to him, and you machlokes in the Sma and the Shach within the day that you need das, whether that's an amira or whether it's sufficient just to be modeh afterwards. So the Gemara explained that, of course, you have to hold magbiya mitzila chavero kana chavero, because the islo gadaitach lo kana chavero is then teyasazu kemisha munechas agabe karka. If my kinyan can't be chal for somebody else, so then when Kevin is picking up the other half of the object, so it's kilu, it's muneches agabe karka. So you only have a maisa hagba on half of the object. So what's the case that the Gemara is talking about? So both the Rashba and the Tosafot Rush quote the Shita of the Ravid, that's only true if I cannot pick up the entire object on my own. If my hagba, if my part of the hagba itself would have lifted the entire chifetz off the ground, so we have a talis, and I pick it up together with Kevin, but I picked it up high enough such that if Kevin wasn't there, the entire talus would have been lifted off the ground. So the Ravid says, then I'm kone even without magbiya mitzila chavero kana chavero. Because even though Kevin is holding on to it, my maisa hagba alone was sufficient to be kone. So in that case, kuli amalo pligi, that I would be kone. I don't need the svara magbiya mitzila chavero kana chavero in order to justify why one party has a kinyan. But both the Rashba and the Tosafot Rush disagree with this Shita of the Ravid. I'll read for you from the Tosfos Rush. I'll read the Ravid first. So Pirush Ravid v'davka shelo higbil osa kidei sh'im yaniach osa ha'echad losa yakar min hakarka. Aval im higbil osa kidei sh'im yaniach ha'echad yakar min hakarka. If one lifted high enough, kanu shneya machmas atzman. Each one has their own ma'isa kinyan, and one party's kinyan is not contingent on the others. But both the Rashba and the Rush argue. Why? V'hadin nosein t'tfisas kol echad mevatel kinyan chaveiro. There's a big difference. If it was just munach al gabi karka and I lifted it up, then it's true, my hagba would be kona the entire thing. But since there's a competing hagba, there's a competing tfisa to my hagba, so therefore, even if I was able to lift the entire thing on my own, the very fact that Kevin's fingers are there is already mafkia my kinyanim in the chefetz. But had no saying that tfisas kol echad mevatel kinyan chavero. So had the din been magvim tzila chaveiro lo kane chaveiro, that Kevin's kinyan can't be chal for me, so then Kevin's tfisa would have been mafkia my kinyan. That's a very important machlokes between the Tosfos Rush and the Rashba on the one hand against the shita of the Ravid. So clearly there's an important machlokes here about how to understand the nature of the shnayim ochsim shegbiu es atalis. According to the Ravid, we could neglect the competing tfisa and view each one's hagba b'fnei atzma. According to Tosfos Rush and the Rashba, you can't. That's a very important machlokas. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a raya from Shutfin Sheganvu. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Lola Meim Elcha Magbiya Mitzil Chaver Lo Kana Chavero." Even if you pask in Magbiya Lo Kana, you still have a different rationale. You could zachin afshe zachin naim lechavre. Kind of a zach and adam shalom b'fanav, and that zichia should work for the other party. And the Gemara brings a raya, teida shutfin shaganvu chayavin. If you have shutfin who steal, so they're both chayiv. So Machlokas Rishonim had to interpret the case. According to Rashi, one of the shutfin did the ma'isa gneva, l'da'as shneim. So if Avinoam and me are in some sort of criminal operation, and Avinoam does the ma'isa gneva, and he has das to be koneh for the two of us, so we're both chayiv to pay. That's very strange. That seems to be like a case of shlichus advar avera. How could he do a ma'isa avera, and I be found? And how could he do a ma'isa avera, and yet I'll be culpable for it? So Tosfos says clearly that can't be the case. Pirush bekuntra shehotzi ledaito ledas chavero ve'ein nireh. Because the case in the Gemara in Bava Kama, which Rashi is referring to, is a case of tvicha. So a tvicha of one of the shutfin can be chal to be mechayev of the other shutav. But the ma'isa geneva can't be done by one person to be mechayev of the other party. Ela shutfin shagan v'shegbiyu shneim. So Tosfos learns the case that both parties did the ma'isa hagba together. Rashi learns that one party did the hagba. Tosfos has a very strong kasha. How in the world could you hold that yesh lichus advar avera for the ma'isa geneva? That's essentially the shaila of Tosfos. So Tosfos in Simen Shin Mem Ches Sif Katan Gimel asks on Tosfos. Our Gemara just said that the rationale for Magbia Mitzia Lechavero, the reason why I could pick up an object and be Kone for Kevin, is because Migud Zachi Lenafshe Zachi Nami Lechavre. Since I could have a kinyan for myself, I could have a kinyan for Kevin also. So one second. So even if Shnayim Shehegbiu Bevas Achas, even if the two criminals pick up the object together, so what allows them to both have kinyanim in the chayfetz? Migud zachi lenafshei zachi nami lechavrei. So isn't that also a problem of? Isn't that the same problem of Avinoam picking up the object on his own and it halachically being niknet to me? If two people pick it up, the mechanism is migud zachi lenafshei zachi lechavrei. So too, when one person picks it up, it's also migud zachi lenafshei zachi lechavrei. So what are the grounds to distinguish between two people who did a ma'isa geneva together and one person did a ma'isa geneva l'tzarach hasheni? Either way, you need the same mechanism of nigiv zakh l'nafshei zakh inami l'chavre. Question?
Is this only a question for interaction?
What?
Is this only a question for interaction?
No. Why? Both Rashi holds one person does the ma'isa geneva. Tosfos holds they both do it together. The Tosfos asks, according to Tosfos, either way the mechanism is either way, when two people pick up a mitzia, the mechanism is that I'm being machnet over to you.
Okay, but it's not as difficult if they're
But if one person's picking it, so magbia mitzil lechaveru, it's mikzu zachil and apshe zachil nami lechavre. So why is that a different mechanism than when two people do the ma'isa hagba b'vat achas? Either way, you need the same din. So what do I care whether physically the other person's holding on? Right? Everybody understand that question of the ktos?
What? No.
Yeah, you have the same problem of zachin adam shlo b'fan of la'aveira.
He's right there.
So.
Ktos is asking in
but it doesn't matter. It's the same shlichos.
Wait,
Sos
is asking in Rashi?
No, he's asking on Tosos. Rashi maintains that I could be Magbiya the Mitzia, and Migud Zachi the Nafshe Zachi the Chavre. So we're both Chai for the Maisa Gneva. Okay. My Gneva is Chal for you also.
Okay.
Tosos says, that's impossible. How can my Avera be Chal for you? Elamai, we both picked it up at Vasachas. So ask the Ktos, I don't understand what Tosos is asking on Rashi. Even according to Tosos, where they're both picking up at Vasachas, you need to invoke Magbia, you need to invoke Migud Zachi the Nafshe Zachi the Chavre. Like our Gemara says, that's the basis for every time two people pick something up together, that they're both kone. So who I didn't also, when one person picks it up, it's Sarah Hashen, it's Migud Zachi the Nafshe Zachi the Chavre. Who cares whether his fingers are there? You don't like it?
No, it's a great question.
No. So happy questions are great questions, man?
That's so good. I ain't a few years ago.
The Kashali, says the Ketzos. Deha afilu big view shneem nami ilav damina migud zachi lenafshe lo have a mahani klum, right? Even when we're picking it up together, you need migud zachi lenafshe. The kivan de mahani gam b'shliach dvar abeira. And once you're telling me that migud zachi lenafshe zachi lechavre works in a case of an abeira, like shneim shagun v'vas achas according to Tosos, emkein afilu hikbia echad adaite va'ad lechavre nami neim migud zachi lenafshe. Right, it's the same mechanism. So what is the Ketzos answer? He leads up at Sarachian on Tosos. Right, either way, you have to acknowledge that Migud Zachi L'Nafshi Zachi L'Chavri works in the case of Ma'is Avera. That's the question of the Ketzos on Tosos' answer. So the Nesivis in Simin Kuf Hei Sifkat and Gimel. So he answers that no. In the case of Shnayim Sheik Biyu Bevas Achas, it's true that there's a din of Migud Zachi Lenafshe Zachi Nami Lechavre. But when they're both picking it up together, there's no Shlichos that's being invoked. It's not that we're picking it up together and Mimela, you're my Shliach on the second half and I'm your Shliach on my half. The point is that Magbiya Mitziru, when you pick it up together, so it's the joint Maisa Hagbah. And it's true that Zachi Lenafshe, Zachi Nami Lechavre. But the point is there's no Shlichos that's being invoked. We're both picking up the object together and our Kinyan works jointly. So Nesiva says you'll have an important Nafkimina if the second person who's picking it up is a Goy and a Katan. Because even though Ein Shlichos L'Akum and even though Ein Shlichos L'Katan, nonetheless, if you're Magbiya Mitzia together with a Katan, you'll be Kone with Migud Zachi Lenafshe, Zachi Nami Lechavre. Because the point is you just view the Hagbah as being a joint Maisa Kenyan, not being a Shlichos from one to the other.
But you still need, so you're saying you need Das, but you don't need a Shliach, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're saying, only
but in case where we need Das, a non-Jew would work for Das?
Presumably, yeah, for Das Kenyan.
But what is it not going when you do it with a
Katan? A Katan and a Goy. Because you can't have Shlichos. So I can't say he's my Shliach to pick up the second half. But the way that Nesiva says, the dispashit has the chiyah bekula. What happens is that we're both zochet together. So there's no shlichos that's ever being invoked. Even though you're invoking the principle of migud zachi lenafshe, zachi nami lechavre.
As an envoy or
envoy? Or. Right, one of them is a regular Yisrael Gadol, one of them is a katan migud. That's the machlokas in the Ketzos and the Nesivis, essentially paralleling this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, how do you explain the case of Shutz and Shagandus? Yeah, Machlokas Rashi tells us whether it's one person picking it up or two people picking it up, and Machlokas Ketzos and Nesivis as to whether there's a basis for that distinction. According to the Ketzos, there isn't, because either way you're invoking a Shlichus Dvar Avera. According to Tosos, there is. So the Ketzos asks a very poignant question on Rashi. Rashi in Meruba, in Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Ches and Beis, when the Gemara is talking about where you have Shutz and Shagandus, so one person picks it up, or one person does the Maisa Gneva, And then the second shutaf, let's say, does the tvicha. So the Gemara says that you're chayiv. They're both chayiv. Okay, so Rashi explains there. V'chaveru nami, the ika v'tavcho kulo b'yisur, da tavea chayiv al chelko, v'chaveru nami aso shliach, v'hara binan le'el, di yishliach l'dvar avera, hachad aminan tachas l'rabos ha'shliach. So Rashi in that Gemara in Bava Kama explains the reason why, in the case of tvicha, of shutvin, both of them are chayiv dalad v'hei. So Rashi says, because yishlichos l'dvar avera in certain cases. So tvicha is one of the cases of yishlichos l'dvar avera. Ask the Ketzos, I don't understand. Rashi clearly acknowledges migu d'zochi l'nafshei z'ochi nami l'chavrei. So why did Rashi have to invoke yesh lichas t'dvar avera in order to explain the case of tvicha? Just say it's a dinam migu d'zochi l'nafshei z'ochi nami l'chavrei. So Ketzos answers that the dinam migu d'zochi l'nafshei z'ochi l'chavrei is a dinam kinyonim. It's not a dinam maisa. I can't say he's doing maisa x and migu d'osa maisa l'atzmo or osa maisa b'shvili. I can only say migu dezachi lenafshe when there's a kinyan, then zachi nami lechavre. So here there's a fundamental distinction between the geneva of the maisa geneva and the chiyav dal rehe of the tvicha. The mechayev of the tvicha is a maisa. So in order for his maisa to be miyuchas to me, I need shlichus. But in order for his kinyan to be miyuchas to me, for that I don't need shlichus, and it's sufficient to just have migu dezachi lenafshe, zachi nami lechavre. So that's the distinction of the ketzos. To miyashev, what seems to be a steer between Rashi here and Rashi in Bava Kama, daf ayin chesam and beis. The Gemara in daf yudam aleph in Maskana. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan, magbi mitzil chaveiro, kana chaveiro." We're going to paskin. We're going to reject the shaka vitaria that challenged migud zochi lenafshe, and we're going to paskin migud zochi. Sorry, we're rejecting the Maskana that rejected. And we're going to accept that din lamaskana. So instead of saying migu zachi nafshe zachi lechaveri, we're going to readopt magbiya metzila chaveru kana chaveru. One second. So the shaila is, how do we understand this maskana? Tosfos already asked the kasha that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds of this din in ksuvis and the din in gittin that tofes lebal chov lo kani. That if I grab a chiyuv, a loan for somebody else. So let's say Yoni owes Isaac money. So I go and I grab money from Yoni in order to collect for Isaac. Okay, so that's tofes lebal chov. I'm enforcing collection for him. So Tosa says, one second, Rabbi Yochanan bav mitzia is passing magbiya mitzila chaveru kana chaveru, which is a kind of zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. And yet Rabbi Yochanan himself rejects zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav b'makom shechav la'achrini. The reason why I can't be tofes lebal chov for Isaac, because I'm messing over all the other malvim. Right? He's paying back Isaac, he's not paying back Yossi, he's not paying back Tuchman, he's not paying back Gabi. So that's chav lachrini. So in case of chav lachrini, we don't say zachin l'adam shalom b'fanav. So isn't that a stira? Shouldn't this case of magbiya mitzil chaveru also be a case of zachin of chav lachrini, because you're messing over all the other potential finders? So Tosfos answer is no. Haynu davka heichad loshayich migud zochi lenafshe de ein alove chayiv klum l'tofes aval b'metzia de ika migo kana. Tosa says it's true if it was a normal case of magbiya metzila chaveru kana chaveru, a normal case of zochin l'adam shelo b'fanav, so then we would say the chav lachrini is a problem. But if we have a svara migud dibayi zochi lenafshe zochi nami l'chavre, that since I could have been kona for myself, so then we don't care about chav lachrini. The Ramban already points out, it's a very important nafkamin according to this. Tosa says that if you can invoke the svara migud zachi lenafshe zachi lechavre, and Tosa doesn't say that, but that's the application of the din. That's what we said it in Shir. Migud ibai. Michus the Ritva has all three categories. Yeah, I mean, you could have been zocha for yourself. You weren't. So migdibai zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre. So since I could have been zoche for myself, I could also be zoche for you. Okay. So that seems to supplant the normal din of magbiya mitzila chaveru kana chaveru. Because if it was normal, if it was just magbiya mitzila chaveru as a normal din of zochin ladam shalom b'fanav, so now it's say chav lachrini is going to ruin the zechia. But if I have a svara, migud dibay zachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavrei, so then I don't care about chav lachrini. That's the assumption of Tosfos. Okay. Now, according to Tosfos, this is a case of chav lachrini, magbia metzila chaveiro, except that migud zachi lenafshe overrides whatever concern of chav lachrini we have. So Ramban points out, so if Yoni owes me money and he owes Isaac money, so I could walk into Yoni's rishus and be tofes for Isaac, even though it's chav to everybody else. It's migud zachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavrei. That's what Ramban points out within the svara of Tosfos. So here you have an important machlokas on the achronim. The sma in simin kuf hei says that this din of Tosfos, migud zachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavrei, in the case of tofes the baal chov, will only apply ad kidei the damim that Yoni owes me. So if Yoni owes Isaac $100 and he owes me $50, so I could only be tofes damim ad kidei maichol the sma. Because that's part of the din of migudi by zachi lenafshe. I could have taken it for myself. One second, but the shach argues, and the shach holds even above my shear. Even above my shear, I could be zoche for Isaac. So there you're saying migudibai zachi lenafshe is kind of lav dafka. I have a zchus tvi on Yoni, but for some reason my zchus tvi allows me to be gove more than what I would have been allowed to collect in the first place. This is the shach in simin kuf hei siv katan beis. Migudibai zachi lenafshe ayin masha kasa bisma chemish masiv ben yavmin. Since I have a zchus in this maisa hagba, zachi nami lechavrei afilu yoser imashi yochel liskos laatzma. So it's all a din in the maisa kinyan. Since I have a zchus in this maisa kinyan, even though it's not the right shear, nonetheless it's going to be chal for Isaac. Whereas the sma disagrees.
If you pick up, let's say, $50, then another
$50,
then another $50, that would be fine.
Pasha's not. Oh, because I always have the right to.
Each 50,
I have the. I'll pick it up here and I'm making it to him. Interesting, Shaila. I hear. What did you say before about the Ketzos? What do you say it was?
Chapi.
Chapi, yeah.
I think it was your
term
from
Chapi. I hear, no, it's a good point.
Chapi's a good point.
But either way, it's not the rationale. It doesn't seem to be the rationale for the shach, right? The rationale for the shach is that it's din the Maisa Kinyan. So since I have rights to a Kinyan from Yoni, so my Kinyan could work to be Mizakeh to somebody else, even for Yosem Echtei Demeyam. Because it's not a din in the Chalos, it's a din, let's say, in the Maisa Kinyan. Right here, you can explain it your way also.
Also,
I like that. That's what you're going
to say? Well, I was actually, before we saw the shot, that's what I was going to say. But, it doesn't sound like that's what the shot was saying.
Right.
But, I don't know, the sma.
I'll leave it to the sma, you might want to say that.
Right.
Leave it to the sma, that's what you've done. Could you continue to do a couple of kinyonim? I hear you might say, like.
At each kinyon,
right.
I'm taking $100, but it's not mine. He's taking $100.
I hear. Maybe you still have an important community. You have to do three separate kinyanim, right? Yosef.
This is actually going back two steps. When we said that the Gemara on Yud seems to reject the Migu,
yeah.
Wouldn't we differentiate between the Gemara on Yud and the Gemara on Ches, and that the Gemara on Ches is you're doing quotes, you're acquiring for yourself and for someone else, where on in Yud it's really more like since you could have done it for yourself, you could do it completely for someone else. I think Rashi makes a couple of Rashi.
Mm-hmm. Could be. Could be. So the Ramban argues on Tosfos' interpretation. Remember, Tosfos is saying that even though when it comes to Magbiyah Metzila Chaveiro, so you can't have Chav Lachrini, if you have Migud Zachi Lenafshe Zachi Nami Lechavrei, so then we don't care about Chav Lachrini. The assumption of Tosfos is that the case of Magbiyah Metzila is a case of Chav Lachrini. So Ramban argues on that second assumption. In our case of Magbiyah Metzila, there's no Chav Lachrini. Who are the potential Achrini who are losing out? Either the Balaveda or the other potential motzim. The kibbutz lozacha ba adam. So since aveda is still omer munach b'shus harabim, lav chova hilo emena motza. So it's not a chova to usher if I pick up Yossi's mitzia in b'shus harabim, because he didn't walk upon the aveda yet. So why am I being mechayiv him? It's like machlokas rishonim we have in samechay and kiddushin about what's the chav lachrini for ma'isa kiddushin. So some rishonim say, oh, the fact that I'm marrying this girl, right? So now she's usher to everybody else. Nobody else can marry her. So some rishonim say that's why every case of kiddushin is chav lachrini. So adas baldin doesn't work for chav lachrini. So if I'm mode that I married Avinoam, so then he's usher to everybody else in the world. So that's chav lachrini. Okay. Sorry, but then the other rishonim asked, that's not chav lachrini, because it's not the case. Sorry, not me. Let's say Sarah marries Avinoam, right? So now Sarah is usher to the Avinoam's usher. Let's say Avinoam marries Sarah, so now Sarah is usher to the kuliyama. So that's chav lachrini, because now all the other good yeshiva like can't go ahead and marry her. So the rishonim say, but that's not chav lachrini. Because it's not true that every yeshivalite had a zechus to go ahead and marry Sarah, right? So machlokas rishonim there is answering somebody to just the whole world. Is that considered chav lachrini or not? Answer other rishonim say no. It means that you're aser to her krovim and her krovim are aser to you. Okay, so that's the that's an important discussion, a parallel discussion when it comes to kedushin. So by us, so according to Tosfos, the potential finders of the aveda, they're relevant to this mice, to this aveda, such that it's considered chav lachrini. According to the Ramban, they're not relevant, and their loss is not considered chav lachrini, like the case of Avinoam and Sarah. By the way, if you end up marrying a girl named Sarah, I'm taking credit for it right here. What?
If you marry
with
Itamar.
No, there are a lot of problems like that. It was really a disaster. And I was in when I was in ninth grade, so I was actually in a 11th grade shir. In MTA, and we were learning Sanhedrin, and we got to the sugya of Negius in Eidus, and the teacher, the Rebbe over there, Behecht, was like in Zuntin Stark. So he's like, oh, so I have a sugya of Ploni Ravani Lertzoni. He's like, so imagine me and the freshie over here, you know. And then it's like, everyone stop. I'm like, what? And it was very embarrassing. And I said, every time I learn the sugya, plenty of vine of Sony. Anyway, so the Ramban says that they're not relevant. What about the Bala Veda? Why isn't the Chavin La'adam for the Bala Veda himself? So the Ramban says, Ho'el Chvar hi avuda mimenu, u'mitsuya eitzal kol adam. So Bahi Agva lo mifsid v'lo midios mishar b'nei adam. Since it's already outside of the Rishus of the Bala Veda, so he doesn't have any more zechuyos on the chayvetz. And in addition, says the Ramban, it's interesting that the Ramban emphasizes both of these points. The Baal Aveda is not relevant, A, because he lost it and it's out of his possession already. B, there's a kinyan of yush, or there's a siluk of yush. So it's interesting that the Ramban, just has to, in defining the chav lachrini, he has to point to two different levels. One level is like the kinyan dimension, which is that he was miyayish already, and the other level is that it's outside his rishus and it's accessible to everyone. So he has to define the chav lachrini in a formal sense of kinyanim and in terms of his accessibility or his access to the chayfetz. But in a case of tofes the baal chov, where Rabbi Yochanan paskins that chav lachrini is a problem, so the Ramban says, yeah, it's because in the case of baal chov, if I collect a chov from Yoni, so now it's chav lachrini to all the other malvim. Why? So Ramban says, Kivan Shu Chayivlo, since Yoni is indebted to Isaac, Vinichsoi Inin Arvin, since he's indebted to his other Malvin, Vinichsoi Inin Arvin Bey, and his Nechosim are Meshubadim, Mishimotin Mershuso, Umishibudo Chovulo. So Ramban says the reason why the case of a Milve is considered Balcho, is considered Chav Lachrini of the other Malvin, is because Avinoam has a Kinyan on Yoni. He has a kinyan on those nechassim that I'm being toe-faced for Isaac. So here we just made a point in Shir. Why didn't the Ramban just say that I'm messing over Avinoam's gviya? When I collect for Isaac, so now Avinom, it's going to have less money to collect from. Why does Ramban have to say that there are actual kinyonim in the chayfet? So maybe this is the Ramban Lashitasa who felt it important to define Chav Lachwini in terms of kinyonim. He had to say the Baal Aveda was miyayish already. Halachically, it's out of his rishos. So who adin hacha? If the din of Piron Achov was just a chobos agavra to repay Avinoam, so when I collect for Isaac, so that's inadvertently messing over Avinoam. But if Avinoam has a kinyan shibud, and nechsoi debar inish, in an arvinlei, so then when I'm govel l'shem Isaac, so I'm actually being mafkia, a kinyan of Avinoam. So then you would say that's chav lachrini mamish. According to Ramban, it seems like we're going to define chav lachrini both in Aveda and in the case of Achov in a more formal way. Whereas according to Tosfos, no, even in the case of Aveda, it's chav lachrini even to the people who never picked up the chesed. Any questions?
Yeah. This relates back to our discussion at the beginning of the year during Corona, where sometimes the fight between Nevesia and Koloshki. We had the discussion whether it was Mecha or Nevesia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I think they called it Tumi or Makali.
Yeah.
That the one you were showing
here, Mecha, Tumi, Tzia, and Mecha. No, I'm saying in a Mecha, whatever it is, you have a problem messing. I mean, you need some right to pick up the chepetz. It has to be a case of mitzia over here. Otherwise, what right do you have to walk in and pick it up? But you're right. You could have different cases where you define the zika of the bailim to the chepetz differently. Right? Yeah. Something to think about. That's the Ramban. Rashi on Daf Yud. So when the Gemara speaks about a tofes bal tofes chov chavero and chav achrini. So Rashi says, Lo kana. Right, so the Gemara said, Rav Nachman of Chisod, Amitshuvai, Magbim, Mitzil, Chaver, Lo kana, Chaver, my time, have a tofis, the Balchob, Mokum, Shechav, Lachrini. And tofis, the Balchob, Mokum, Shechav, Lachrini is a problem. So Rashi says, Lo kana, Kedar, Bichsuvis, the Lav, Kokmine, Lios, Kofetz, Me'ila, Vachav, Le'elu. Me'achar, Shelo, Aso, Oso, Anose, Shliach, Litfos. So Rashi says, the reason why I can't be tofis for Isaac is because Isaac didn't make me a Shliach. Ask Tosos, well, who cares if he made you a shliach? Even if he made you a shliach, there's evidence from the Gemara in Ksuvis that Chav Lachrini would still be a problem. So why does Mina Shlichus make a difference? Tosos in Gittin, Adaf Yid Alephim and Beis, asks the Kasha even sharper, even more sharply. The Gemara says that Zechiyos Mitam Shlichus. The whole din of Zachon L'Adam Shlo Lefanov is a form of a Maisa Shlichus. So what do I care whether it's Zechiyos Mitam Shlichus? Or whether it's a minoy shlichos beferush. Either way, b'chav lachrini shouldn't work. That's the kasha of Tosfos and Gittin. Now, our Tosfos asked the kasha from Gemara and Ksuvis. That's mashma that we don't care about chav lachrini and shlichos. Tosfos and Gittin asks if zechiyah itself is mitam shlichos, so then chav lachrini should be equally as problematic for shlichos as it is for zachin. So Ksuvis and Simon Kufhei, Sifkatan Aleph, has a very famous answer. And he says, Yesh lachkor b'zachon nadim shelo b'fanav. Yesh lachkor b'zachia mitam shlichos. First of all, Yishnod is machokas rishonim. Tosfos holds, Zachia is mitam shlichos. Out of the Chachmei Sfarad hold that Zachia is mitam yad. It's not a minoy shlichos. But even within the days that hold Zachia is mitam shlichos, Yesh lachkor how that works. Like Tosfos says, you might say that it's a nansadi. It's an umdina that Isaac wants me to be a shliach. So instead of him actually being remanded me b'feirush, so everybody knows that he wants me to be a shliach, so it's ki'ilu we have a minoy. So just the umdina work, the makom, the ma'is, the minoy. Or you could say that it's a din that the Torah is mechadesh. So the Ktzos takes this latter approach. Afi the man da'amar zechiyah mitorah shlichos, lav mishum anan sadi da'aso shliach, el digzeres ha'kosev she'a zoche la'acher mahani. It's a separate digzeres ha'kosev that tells you that zochin la'adam shelo b'fanav. And that's a kind of a shlichos. But it's not an umdina or an anan sadi that he's memanami as a shliach. So what's the nafka mina? The nafka mina is that since the Torah is the one who's memanami as shliach, so it's a selective din shlichus shel Torah. The Torah is only memanami as shliach for Isaac in cases where it's zachin all around. The makom that my shlichus is going to be chav lachrini. So the Torah wasn't mechadish a din of zechia mitam shlichos in those cases. So according to the Ketzos, it's true that you could say zechia is mitam shlichos, but if it's a shlichos that the Torah is mechadish, then the Torah is not going to apply it in cases where I'm messing over other people. So if Isaac went ahead and has been manning me as a real shliach, then it's going to apply, even when it's chav l'achrini, because I know that I have a din shliach, no matter what. Isaac's minoy shlichus is indifferent to the chav l'achrini that I'm messing over Avinoam and Kevin. But the minoy shlichus shel Torah, so that's going to factor in whether I'm chav l'achrini. So in Mela, that din is only going to apply with makom that it's a zechiyah all around, and not messing over other people. That's the chiddush of the Ketzos.
This would explain
her shard, this would explain. So this explains why you can maintain, like Tosin Gin, Dafid Gimel, Zechiyah's Mitam Shlichus, and yet hold that Chav Lachrini is going to be a problem Dafka when it comes to Zechiyah, but not a problem in regular Shlichus. Because Chav Lachrini itself is going to be Mafkia, the Shlichus that the Torah creates in Zechiyah. Put it a little differently, when it's Chav L'Achrini, there's no din shlichus of Zechiyah. Whereas when there's a minoy, the shlichus applies even when it's Chav L'Achrini. So you can maintain Zechiyah's mitam shlichus, just according to Rashi, we're not going to apply the whole din of Zechiyah in those cases. That's essentially the solution of the Ketzos. We suggested in Shir another answer, so maybe suggested by the Rav, that even if you hold Zechiyah's mitam shlichus, so yesh lachbar, does that mean that the zechiyah now becomes a shlichus mamish, or does it become a weaker form of shlichus? So the Rav is medayik and Shitas Rashi, it seems that whereas for Tosvos zechiyah is a full din shlichus, it's keilu mimano leo shliach. It's as if you're mimano him with a minoy. According to Rashi, it's true that zechiyah is mitam shlichus, but it's a shlichus without a minoy shlichus. So it could be that there are many dinim and shlichus that are weaker in Zechiyah because there's no explicit minui. So there are a bunch of rayas that there are different levels of shlichus. So we pointed to one example.
This is also for Rashi?
Is for Rashi, yeah. Because you could say that Rashi maintains Zechiyah mitam shlichus, but yet it's a lower kind of a shlichus, such that in case of a chav l'achrini, Zechiyah won't work to be makne, but in case of a minui shlichus, it would.
That's different than the Ketzos.
A little different, because the Ketzos is saying that the whole din of Zachan Adam Shlob Afanam doesn't apply. There's no minoy shlichus in cases of Chav L'Achrini. We're explaining that the ability of the shliach to be makne or do a maisa that's miyuchas to the mishaleach is going to be different in the case of Zechiyah than it is in a regular shlichus. So we're not saying that there's the minoy. We're not saying that there's no din of Zechiyah in those cases. We're just saying that when it's Chav L'Achrini, so you don't have the same ability to miyachis a maisa back to your mishaleach. Meaning, according to the Ketzos, in cases where Zechiyah applies, in cases where it's lo chav l'achrini, so the Zechiyah is the exact same thing as Shlichus. So Shlichus the Torah creates. According to the Rav, even in cases where it applies, it's going to be a weaker form of a Shlichus. We just pointed out that you have a lot of rayas in general, that even within the normal din Shlichus, you have different dargas. So for example, the Raman Hilchos Trumos paskins that it's harder to fire a Shliach in Hilchos Truma than it is to fire a Shliach in other areas of Halacha. The solution seems to, why is that true? So the Ravid's very upset and the Shekhem are very upset. Maybe the idea is that in certain cases, the Shlichus takes on a lower form than it does in other cases. So when it comes to Afrashas Truma, maybe I don't need a Shliach to be doing a Maisa that's considered my Maisa. All I need is somebody who has Rishus to be Mafresh from my Tevua. So since it's a lower Shem Shlichus and it has less of a Zika to the Bailim, so maybe it's harder for the Bailim to be Oker that very same Maisa Shlichus. You think it's counterintuitive?
Yeah.
When I'm the Bailam on the Maisa and it has to be considered my Maisa Gufa, so the moment I'm Mevatel the Shliach and I'm Mevatel my Shliach Linesinas HaKedushin, so if he's Makadish the Isha, the Kedushin is not Chal. Right? Because he's supposed to be me and I'm Mevatel him. But if all I need is him to have some sort of loose connection to the Mishaleach, then maybe it becomes harder for the Mishalech. Once he gives the command, so it's harder for him to retract. So maybe according to Rashi, this whole din, even though Zechon Adam Shlob Afanav is mitam shlichos, it's a weaker form of shlichos, and it won't apply in cases, or won't be effective, in cases where you're messing over other people. Tam v'nishlam, shevach v'kel bar yola. Everyone should have a lot of atzlacha on the Bechina. Enjoy the next couple of days of review. Make sure you answer the questions on the Bechina clearly and concisely, and make sure you answer the relevant points to the questions. Everybody should have a lot of atzlacha.